I would, Mr. Chair, tend to think that definition is not really necessary for wayfinding. At the same time, of course, I fully support the idea that when there is a network, the network shall be signed in a consistent way, and we already have the examples that are referred to, and I think this is good practice, not only for cycling networks but for any networks. So again, I refer to the e-road system. So there is each road in the network has its number, and then there is a sign that's actually included in the 1968 Convention on Road Signs and Signals that prescribes how e-sign. I think these are called identification signs. So how an identification sign for e-roads or other roads should look like. I can imagine also that for cycle routes, a similar sign can be used, which incorporates a cycle symbol on it, and in this way specifies that, of course, this is a cycle route of a specific network. And the document that Aleksander Buczyński referred to, this is one of the consolidated resolutions under the Global Forum for Road Traffic Safety. It is exactly consolidated resolution on road signs and signal, referred to as RE2, and you can find it on the webpage of the UNEC as RE2, and I think the last one was published in 2010, and as Aleksander said, it exactly contains the Eurovelo identification signs.